natural forces in this country and elsewhere over the last many, many decades. It's time now. You can get this Bob Dylan set by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Support independent KPFK. You know, Beto, KPFK is like an island in an ocean of muck and an ocean of pollution and plastic. It's one standing, you know, virtuous radio station that provides you with news and information you can't get anywhere else. And for example, we were just airing on today's alternative radio the incomparable Noam Chomsky, who has always had a place in alternative radio, in KPFK, in the Pacifica Network, across the United States, and I dare say around the world. So that's the kind of program you can hear on KPFK, Noam Chomsky Manufacturing Consent. Right now, Bob Dylan is asking you, and we're asking you, to call 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. If you're driving along, you know, maybe you could pull over and slow down and give us a call, 985-5735, area code 818. It happens one at a time. It happens poco a poco. It happens because you care for KPFK, Independent Pacifica Radio. Get the Bob Dylan bootleg series, incredible recordings, and share with family, friends, and others. Give us a call, 818-985-5735. Press 2 to donate.
Thank you so much, David. We're running out of time. It's time to say goodbye until next time. Thank you so much. It's so great to hear your voice. It's so great to be with you. We need to do this again very soon. 818-985-5735, kpfk.org/donate. Thank you so much.
This is KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? Papa, that day I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave for me the air. Why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down, say, can we be friends?
Thank you.
should I cry? Have a sigh and wonder why.
Yeah. I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say, can we be, 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 can we be friends? Frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay.
Yes, isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? Going on your way, now you've got to remain. Yes, just as you walk going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me, babe. Now I can see the sun up high. They were caught in the storm. I can't see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain bitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Baby, long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. ¶¶ can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
Caught in the storm, babe.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Yes, welcome to special programming on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, and online for the world at kpfk.org. In this hour, as you may have just heard, we're going to celebrate the amazing legacy of two equally brilliant artists, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, two musical legends, formed an iconic musical partnership, first recording Casually in the late 1940s before their legendary Verve Records collaboration in the mid-1950s, producing three landmark albums, Ella and Louis, which is what we're listening to right now. This is from 1956. Ella and Louis Again, that's 1957. And Porgy and Bess, 1959. Showcasing their distinct voices, his gravelly trumpet vocals, her sweet tone, creating timeless jazz standards and beloved duets that defined an era and remain popular and influential today. So we began the show with our featured thank you gift, the definitive Ella and Louis, three original albums with bonus tracks digitally remastered on three CDs, available for a $100 donation to KPFK. The number to call, and this is the only number that Jackson Browne knows by heart, 818-985-5735. Hit option 2 to get your copy. We love you, Jackson. Now, we heard from the first Verve collaboration, simply entitled Ella and Louis, from 1956, and we started with Can We Be Friends? This is from a 1929 song with lyrics by Paul James and music by Kay Swift. It was introduced on Broadway in The Little Show by Libby Holman. Then, Isn't It a Lovely Day? Isn't This a Lovely Day? A very popular song written by Irving Berlin for the 1935 film Top Hat, where it was introduced by the great Fred Astaire. And if you haven't heard Fred sing it, it's a oldie but goodie too. So we're going to get back to this fabulous collection with more music from the definitive Ella and Louis, available in this hour. That number to call, 818-985-5735, option 2. And I want to remind folks that we are in our end of year giving drive, and we just got about a week and a half left. And folks, we need you now more than ever. So please give us a call. You can also pledge online anytime at kpfk.org. Before I get back to the music, let's say hello to Gary Baca.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Gary? I just wanted to bring you in just for a minute because we'll be back. We're going to play lots of music. But I just wanted to let everyone know Gary is here with me to celebrate in this hour Ella Fitzgerald and the great Louis Armstrong. And how you digging this album so far?
Oh, that song you just played, Lovely Day? I'm going to have a lovely day.
That's
just
right.
By listening to that. That was incredible. The way he's just so smooth. He sounds like his instrument. And Ella, she's an instrument in herself. So you know, just a lovely combination of these two together, and you get the three iconic albums that they were on. So, folks, it's a no-brainer here. Three CD set. Yeah, I just love it. But Lovely Day, oh my gosh, that's
yes,
just a lovely song.
And it's gonna, you know, and why can't we be friends? We want to be your friend. We want you to be a friend to KPFK and call us. And it's going to be a lovely day. It's going to be a lovely hour with Ella and Lewis joining us. So let's begin the next set with Cheek to Cheek.
Enjoy.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. The cares that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through. To heaven, I'm in heaven. my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Yes, dance with me.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no song to enchant me if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Yeah. I need no soft lights to enchant me if you only grant me the right ever so tired. Yeah, babe, and I feel in the night, bathing in the sun.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. A feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to
in Paris? Chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees, babe, April in Paris. This is the feeling no one can ever reprise. never knew the charm of spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never miss it, a warm embrace till April in Paris. Now who can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my
this magnificent box set, Ella, the definitive Ella and Lewis. We heard three tracks, Cheek to Cheek, The Nearness of You, and April in Paris. Gary Baca joining me in studio. This is just so beautiful, this collection, Gary, and it can be yours. 818-985-5735. This is our featured thank you gift in the hour. It is called This is the definitive Ella and Lewis. And it's got the first album, Ella and Lewis, and then Ella and Lewis again. That's 56, 57. And then from 1959, it's Porgy and Bess. I mean, Gary, you're swooning over there to the sounds of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Well, it's like I'm in a dream, Maggie, and I'm just enjoying it. And it's like without Jack Benny playing violin. So really, it just puts you on a cloud. And this is music to calm the savage beast. If you're out there and you're stressed out, got high blood pressure, and hey, and I'm not a doctor, but let me say that it really just calms you down and just really makes you think about how life is and how beautiful life is and how, you know, we're not here forever, and it just kind of makes you think and put your life in perspective. That's what it does for me. And when I listen to this, it just kind of makes me think about the old times of the 40s and 50s. And we were just talking about if Satchmo was still here. Oh, man. I'd love to interview him. I'd love to just sit.
Even if I didn't get the opportunity to interview him, I would love to just, you know, sit next to him.
Well,
and of course, Ella, too.
To see him at the Hollywood Bowl. But let me tell you about this story, Maggie. One time in the Bay Area, he was playing at this. Well, actually, Ella Fitzgerald was playing at this club, this place called the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos. And she was going to be there. And at the time, I was into soul, R&B, funk, and, you know, I was buying too many tickets to too many shows, and I was thinking, oh, man, can I afford Ella Fitzgerald? I'd like to go to that. And I didn't go, and today, to this day, I'm still kicking myself in the butt for not going to see Ella Fitzgerald. I would have been right there in an intimate setting. So, you know, you get this with this CD, this three CD set, incredible offer. How much are we offering that for?
It's a $100 pledge, and Gary, you get the three original albums with bonus tracks, and there's a lot of those. Digitally remastered, it's on three CDs, and it's just, you know, it's such a beautiful, collection of their the music that they produced together. You know, Ella and Lewis, and then again, and then I haven't even touched on the second album or Porgy and Bess, you know, because the hour is already flying by. So folks, let's get five callers on the line and then we can get back to some music. And I even want to play a little excerpt from an interview with Lewis with Edward R. Murrow. That's really a lot of fun. And I want to just, you know, play a snippet from that. But it was Gary, it was Norman Granz who brought these two, you know, major jazz stars into the recording studio for the first time. And that was 1956. And it's just such a, you know, they had a magic together. And yes, with Lewis's very gravelly voice. And then Ella, you know, sings like an angel. Just, you know, unbelievable. You know, the way they just complement each other. So, you know, her sound is pure and angelic, but perfectly complemented. You know, Armstrong's very distinctive, you know, gravelly tone, and of course his wonderful trumpet playing. So, folks, we have a goal of $1,000 for this hour, and we'd like to actually go over that goal if we can. And Gary was talking about we need an angel a few minutes ago while the music was playing, April in Paris. And that's, we do, we need a lot of angels in this end of year fund drive, Gary, because this will, you know, help us get through the beginning of winter and all the work that we're doing up at Mount Wilson on the transmitter. We really need these extra funds to get our signal and everything, you know, really tip top. And we want to give you the best, you know, sounding KPFK that we can. And we can only do that with your support.
818-985-5735. And Maggie, you know, if we do get a pledge, an angel will get his wings today.
That's right. I need Kathy Diaz's bell.
Oh, we'll get one. So, folks, let me tell you about this CD, this incredible CD. Once again, the definitive Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong three CD set. Songs that we like, songs that we love. Check out these titles. And wouldn't you want to hear Ella Fitzgerald and Satchmo singing this? Isn't This a Lovely Day, which we heard earlier. Moonlight in Vermont. Tenderly, A Foggy Day. Stars Fell on Alabama. Cheek to Cheek, The Nearness of You. April in Paris. Then you get, on that first CD, you get about 7 bonus tracks.
Yes.
The Frim Fram Sauce. I wonder what that's about. Oops, a song called Oops, Necessarily Evil.
Yeah, that's a love. Love is a necessary evil. I think that's the Gershwin brothers. Okay. I think, I'm not sure.
Can anyone explain Dream a Dream of Me? Oh, how beautiful. Don't Be That Way. They all laughed. So on the second CD, you get Ella and Lewis again. The first CD was their first collaboration, Ella and Lewis. And then you get the second CD, Ella and Lewis again, with songs like Autumn in New York, Stomping at the Savoy, I Won't Dance, G-Baby, Ain't It Good to You?
No, G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it's a classic standard.
A Fine Romance?
Yes.
Love is Here to Stay?
Woo!
Mm-hmm. And then you get the four bonus tracks, which is, Making Whoopee.
Making Whoopee.
Number 13. I don't even know what that means. Would You Like to Take a Walk? I Get a Kick Out of You. Oh, come on now.
That's Cole Porter.
Hey, so I would pledge $100 just for those few songs. But hey, you get all these songs in your collection, and you get quite a few. But on the third, you get Porky and Bess and Summertime. Mm-hmm. The Buzzard Song, Bess. You Is My Woman Now.
Yes, and that Porgy and Bess is all George and Ira Gershwin. That was their, you know, play.
Oh.
And we love Nina Simone, you know, her classic version of I Love You, Porgy, and Billie Holiday. But the magic that is created between Ella and Lewis is just timeless, Gary. I mean, it is so...
$100 pledge.
Yeah, the $100 pledge. Folks, we only have two callers on the line. We need three more. Pick up this wonderful collection.
We need seven more.
Yeah, we really do need seven more. But we are going to get back to a little excerpt from the interview with Louis Armstrong. Just a little snippet of that. Louis Armstrong and Edward R. Murrow from 1956, and then we're going to get back to the music.
Hey, they did a song of your favorite saying. Every time I tell you something, you go, oh, Lord.
Oh,
so
Lord.
So they got a song called Oh, Lord.
That's right.
I'm on my way. And then you get These Foolish Things Remind Me of You.
Oh, I love that song so much. Mm-hmm. It's just this is the Great American Songbook, all wrapped into one collection, sung by two of the giants, you know, beautiful giants. Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, from their first collaboration together, the second, and then Porgy and Bess. And it includes 12 bonus tracks. So call us right now, 818-985-5735. Put this on your Visa, MasterCard, American Express. But we really need you folks in this kind of the home stretch of the drive, just about a little over a week left.
That's it.
And yes, so we're going to wrap this up so we can all get to the holidays. And remember, you know, Gary, tax time is coming, so it is the giving season. And if you've been having a good year, it's so wonderful to hear from folks that are, you know, will pledge at that $500 level or the $1,000 level or $2,000 level, because in essence, what they're doing is they're giving for so many people listening that can't, you know, so it's a win-win situation.
Well, Maggie, you know, some folks have saved $100,000. Wow. You know, some of us are saving and maybe had a good year or just inherited a lot of cash. But make sure you think about KPFK during this time. Some of us have $2 million houses, and we're doing quite well with the Porsche in the driveway. And if you're listening to this program, give a little scratch to KPFK. It could be just $25. I know you could spare that because you're paying more for dinner. You're paying $75. You're paying $50. But help us out and skip that dinner and make dinner at home and go ahead.
Like I do.
And pledge your support for this radio station.
Or become a sustainer at the $25 a month level. So we're going to get back to not to the music right away, but just a little excerpt from this interview that's really so wonderful. And it's from 1956. It's Lewis and Edward R. Murrow from a documentary called Satchmo the Great. And they discuss Gary Rock and Roll, where the name Satchmo came from, and what's cool and what's a cat. So let's take a listen.
at 6 o'clock in the morning, this basement here in Paris is empty. Don't you ever get tired?
Well, Daddy, I'm just a little beat for my youth.
You had quite a session here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, with Claude Luther and his boys and cats, they was really swinging.
You didn't seem to have any trouble with the language at all, although you couldn't understand what they said and they couldn't understand what you said.
Well, it's one thing about good jazz. You don't have to worry about what they're talking about. But when they pick up those instruments, we all speak the same language.
Someone was telling me you had a little trouble with the language in Switzerland the other day, didn't you?
Well, it was a cute little incident. It's a funny thing. I was sitting in the cabaret, and this waiter, he seemed to be very fond of me. And every time he passed, he'd give me a big smile, and I'd say, "Salad," you know. So he passed about three times, and when he passed about the third time, he said, I said, "Salad, Jack." And don't you know he went in the kitchen and come back with a big bowl of salad. Broke it up, then.
Louis Armstrong, you're sort of an ambassador with a horn. You've been having a good time?
Oh, everywhere. I'm just telling you, in all the countries and with all the musicians after we get off and we go to a party or something where there's a band, and all we do is pick up the instrument. What you gonna play? Just start playing, and the same as we did in the tailgates in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the same thing when we played in Milano. After I finished my concert at the Neon Concert Hall, I had to rush over to La Scala and stand by those big cats like Verdi and Wagner and all them and take pictures, because they figure our music's the same. We play them both from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted that picture to put up in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Me standing by those big boys there.
I imagine that you would like to have another big boy with you on this trip, King Oliver, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love him. Because after all, he's my idol, and he did more for the young musicians in my area than anyone that I know of. He would, we'd be walking up Rampart Street and running to Joe Oliver. We might have a lesson or a piece of music that was bugging us. You dig?
Yeah, I dig that.
You dig, okay, Daddy. And I'd say, "Papa Joe, how you divide that?" He'd stop no matter where he's going and show it to us, where the rest of the musicians would say, "Boy, I ain't got no time breaking the neck to get to the Eagle Saloon."
Uh-huh.
See? That's why we all love Joe Oliver, and he'll live in our memories, because most of this five-part harmony here in the big bands and thing came from Joe Oliver's creations.
Now, what's this rock and roll stuff? I don't dig that at all.
Well, it's the essence of Gut Bucket. Said, I mean, it's just essence of things we did, but we didn't tear up seats in the theater. The people sit down and listen to what we play. Now you take the youngsters, they figure that in order to be on the ball, they got to take a razor and cut seats. And, well, they didn't enjoy music like that in those days, mm-hmm. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The people listen, but now they make a lot of noise and they miss the beautiful things. See what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I made a note or two here.
Yeah,
you see, I know so
but,
little about music that I want you to really educate me.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. Rock and roll is still music.
Yeah?
Yeah, like that Heart of Stone and things mm-hmm. like that.
I know. What's cool?
Cool?
Yeah.
In my estimation, it's a cat that's playing a trumpet and is lazy to hit. I know, just too lazy.
Yeah. All right, now, what's bop?
Bop?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, we hadn't talked about it in so long. I mean,
all right, we'll discard it.
I mean, it's been going out.
All right, all right.
A passing fancy, does it?
All right, I see. Now, what's a cat?
A cat? A cat can be anybody, from the guy in the gutter to a lawyer, doctor, the biggest man or the lowest man. But if he's in there with a good heart and enjoy the same music together, he's a cat, Daddy.
Well, you know, listening to you tonight, I think I became a cat.
Well,
for the first
I always
time.
Thought you were a hip cat when you used to sign off Big Morrow Tomorrow.
the cotton is high.
Hey, Maggie, I'm on the floor.
I know.
I just got up from the floor. She All floored right. me.
I know. Ellen Lewis was Summertime. And there's just unbelievable. That's I Love You, Porgy.
That voice.
It is unbelievable. And we're going to have a little bit of Ellen Lewis underneath us, which is terrible. We shouldn't be talking over it.
Oh, we're all together. We're a family.
But Gary, we're $1,000 short of our goal. So, because I actually did make it a little bit higher. So, and I know you're mad at me about that, but I think we can do it. And then you said we can do it. I know we can do it. So, folks, we have this wonderful collection available. It is the definitive Ellen Lewis, 3 original albums with bonus tracks, digitally remastered on 3 CDs. It is a $100 pledge to KPFK donation. Call us right now because we have less than 4 minutes to go. So we want the calls to come flooding in the last few minutes of our hour together.
818-985-5735. We really need you to get to your phone. Go ahead. Rush to your phone. Walk to your phone. Call to your phone. Hey, just get there. If your phone is right near you, pick it up and call 818-985-5735. Because if you don't, me and Maggie are going to sing Summertime together. And you don't want that.
No.
One of these mornings.
No, what? Oh, I'll gosh. Be Lewis. Was I'll be me? Lewis. And you be Ella.
Oh, well, I can't even start. Let me go practice. But hey, folks, 818-985-5735. 818 985 KPFK. We listen to Louis Armstrong in the back. He's got that resonance in his voice, that raspy voice.
Yeah, that raspy.
You know, he liked to smoke.
Let's cut the whole thing off.
Yeah, and so he's just an incredible human being. 818-985-5735 is the number to call to pledge your support. Hit extension 2, and for a $100 donation to the station, this is our thank you gift to you, which is the Ella and Louis Armstrong Definitive Collection 3 CD set. 818-985-5735. And it's great to go back to those yesteryears of the 1940s and 50s. It just reminds you about the music and where it came from. If you're listening to R&B, soul, rock, it stems from these early jazz artists. And you heard the interview with Morrow.
Just a little snippet.
Yeah, but check this. He goes, "What's a cat?
What's a cat?"
And,
and Lewis,
"What's
said,
cool?
Is a cat playing for the solo trumpet and not hitting the high notes, something
oh, man.
Like that?"
So he's so uncool.
It's just fantastic. And then you know he ends up saying, Lewis, that there's two kinds of music, and I think Duke Ellington said it first. I mean, a lot of people said it, but there's two kinds of music, good and bad. That's all, because I love so many different genres of music. But this music is so timeless, folks. And I've already put an order in. They're being shipped on their way. We'd love to get this out to you for the holidays. The Definitive Ella and Louis. Three original albums with bonus tracks. We barely, Gary, I played one song from the second CD. I think this is what I'm playing. Let's call a whole thing off. You say potato, I say patata. You say... Now the song's, yeah, it's just such a great song. I love it so much. 1 minute to go, Gary, 818-985-5735. Show your support for these, you know, these beautiful giants, two musical legends. They formed an iconic musical partnership, first recording Casually in the 1940s. But then Verve and the great Norman Granz brought them together in the 50s. And thus we have these three landmark albums, Ella and Louis from 56, Ella and Louis, Louis again, 57, and the most gorgeous rendition of Porgy and Bess from the great George and Ira Gershwin. Gary, 1 minute, less than a minute to go, you get the final thoughts.
Well, folks, you get 55, well, no, you get about 60 songs in this three CD set. But if you pledge before to KPFK and, you know, you